The Osgood File, sponsored by Barbasol Shaving Cream, America's leader for a close shave. Close shave, America. Close shave, Barbasol. This is Dave Ross. They're called Anonymous, a weird bunch of highly skilled computer insurgents who for the last 4 years have attacked government and business websites to protest anything that they feel inhibits the freedom of the internet. Their YouTube messages end with the same motto, always in a synthesized voice.
We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget.
They're so good, they intercepted and then posted this private conversation between the FBI and Scotland Yard.
I'll put them in touch with our intel cell.
But the FBI typically doesn't appreciate its private conversations being posted, and that spells big trouble for Anonymous. More after this from Charlie. The FBI has announced the arrests of 6 members of the hacktivist group known as Anonymous. But what's really got the group spooked is that the evidence came from one of their own, a hacker turned informant known as the Real Sabu, who turns out to be 28-year-old Hector Xavier Mansour, self-taught, unemployed, and living on welfare in a New York public housing project. He got a knock on the door and a pair of handcuffs, and soon he was spilling secrets about cyber attacks on everything from Sony Pictures to the U.S. Senate. The FBI isn't claiming victory over Anonymous, and it's still out there. In fact, just last week, it announced a new attack on AIPAC, the pro-Israel group that just held its convention in Washington. And last week, it declared war on the U.S. government.
Anonymous has decided to openly declare war on the United States government. This is a call to arms. Operation V. Engaged. We are Anonymous.
One defiant Anonymous member sent a Twitter post saying, quote, Anonymous is a hydra. Cut off one head, we grow 2 back. But I have a feeling that thousands of disk drives are now in the process of being wiped clean in anticipation of that knock on the door. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.